Now, don't forget that the official status of the UDA is that they are on ceasefire. Are we going to hear the chief constable stand up when he's asked a question and say, oh yes, he believes the UDA are still on ceasefire? Is that what we're going to hear? The security journalist Brian Rowan with us this morning. How could Bagot do that, Brian? They come out with hammers. And is it possible that the chief constable could say, yeah, they're still on ceasefire?
There have been these political debates about definition of ceasefire over many, many years, Stephen. And when the ceasefires were originally declared, now almost 20 years ago, from an IRA perspective, it was about no attacks on security forces, on commercial property. From loyalism, no attacks on the Catholic nationalist Republican community. And still you have, within that paramilitary world, structures and an ability to produce numbers the way they were produced last night. And there's a very clear policing assessment in terms of responsibility for last night. You've heard them label the Southeast Antrim UDA. The Southeast Antrim UDA actually stands outside the main UDA family, Stephen, if there is such a thing now. I mean, that whole structure has been crumbling and fragmenting for quite a while, but Southeast Antrim UDA does stand alone. That paramilitary world, you will have heard descriptions of various brigades within the UDA, to use that paramilitary language, and the Southeast Antrim UDA as a standalone UDA brigade, decommissioned its own weapons separately from the main UDA organisation. But you've heard many of the questions being asked this morning in terms of police response. Clearly, when you've got that sort of number on the street, and I heard your last speaker there talk about up to 150, the police talking somewhere between 60 and 100, the Assistant Chief Constable George Hamilton saying this morning. But when you produce that number on the street, then there is no way that local police are going to be able to cope with that. And you've heard the local police being commended for their courage in protecting one of these homes that was targeted last night.
It's the precedent, though, Brian, that's dangerous, isn't it? That if these men can show that if they put 60 to 100 people on the street and the police are unable to respond quickly, then that sends out a message about how easy it's going to be for them to do it the next time.
And the other point that was made there was the lack of intelligence, not knowing that it was about to happen, and I think that's an issue as well. But what does last night say, Stephen? It says that these organisations are still there in a structure, still able to produce big numbers when they want to. What's last night about? It's about undermining police authority and trying to state that the real authority in some of these communities, the real dominance in some of these communities, is still paramilitary linked. So I think there is a question that goes beyond policing this morning and goes into the wider political and peace process frame as well, because, as I mentioned at the very beginning, we're 20 years beyond the original ceasefires, and we're still talking about the UDA. We're still talking about the UVF in the Republican community. We're still talking about these dissident organizations, the very many and different IRA titles that are out there at this stage. So it's not just a question for the police in terms of how they respond to this, but there is that bigger question about 20 years on from ceasefires, 15 years after the Good Friday Agreement, that we're actually still talking about paramilitary organizations, paramilitary leaderships, paramilitary dominance, and this type of activity within communities. But I think, you know, there is that question for the police in terms of how they responded, in terms of the numbers that were there or not there to respond to that, the fact that no arrests were made last night. And then we go into that question that you asked at the very beginning. What does this say about ceasefires and the reality of ceasefire? And the reality that these organizations are still here and still at play so many years after ceasefires.